here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power go. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends. We're back in the Love Island. Hello. I love it so much.
So long. I'm so sorry, everyone. I effed us all.
I love this season. I don't know why.
I love it.
I can't put my finger on it. You don't have like your signature. You don't have your signature like Tommy. Like, I guess Gemma and Luke. Well, yeah. Gemma's the star.
Gemma's coming out like a Molly. Yeah. There hasn't been a Gemma in a while. Oh, little Paige Turley thought she was Gem. Was that
Paige?
She's gonna come out and make money, right? Like Molly. Mm-hmm. They're not easy to get. Last season, we had what's her face, the blonde girl, Millie. There's no spark. Dead in the eyeballs. She's a beautiful girl. Dead behind the eyes.
Gemma is a star. She's beyond 19. Words. This is why she reminds me of Molly Mae. Like, you're 19, you're super self-aware, you're confident, you
smart.
She just like stands in herself, talks to people, like she just knows exactly what she thinks, exactly what should be happening. I just love her so much. Oh, love her. I think she's just great.
Do you think that what's his face is good enough for her? I don't think he's man enough.
I don't think he's gonna last.
What's his name?
I mean,
I can't even remember his stupid name.
Can't remember his name.
Blends right into the wall.
I there's something about having a show that comes at the same time every year that is like a warm blanket in the summer.
100 episodes it's just to watch.
I was
3 months
so Dorian's sister's in town, and sick. So I'm like, sorry, we got to put on Love Island. She's like, excuse me, is that say episode 42? I was like, oh, yes. Yes, it does.
Don't
I've
judge me.
42 episodes of this, and I am not but done yet.
Not including the stupid sundown episode. Yeah, I don't watch whatever. This.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So maybe it's like 30. Right.
So we'll save ourselves a little embarrassment. It's a lot of time, but it's great. Let's start with the big with before Casa Amor, because I screwed us over. We would have had a thing, but I told Geneva we shouldn't record because I'll ruin it.
I'm not even going to remember what happened.
Okay.
So
let's talk the recoupling couple by couple. India and Dami. He was so dramatic and so great, isn't he? Like, summer's just starting up. And her name was Summer, the girl that he recoupled with.
Well, I think it's funny when they both recoupled,
right?
Like out of spite, and then came back in. And like, I mean, I think the most fascinating thing overall about the recoupling is how many failed. Like how many, as soon as they got back into the house, they all left
went
the
right
chicks
back to each like, other. Right.
Yeah. Like instantly. It just shows you the bond these people have.
About
you
India were? And Dami that they both recoupled.
Yeah.
She seemed to like them, but they have I think they're the true love story of the show, but there's no, they're kind of normal, drama-free people.
Yeah.
That we're not seeing a lot of it, but I think they're the true love story.
I think Dami is, I love seeing him have all these conversations with Paige. And like, I feel like he's the guy that all of the girls like are friends with, and really like him. So
he's a little nuts sometimes, but then he has shown me sparks of where he's level-headed, but then he is a little bit of a gossip, which is always funny. Oh,
he's a great gossip. Yeah. I mean, they're cute. Like even when they ran back out this latest episode where they slept out on the daybed and she like ran out to him and like, it's cute. Yeah.
They're cute. Know. She's a gorgeous little thing.
They're not going to win because I think inherently everybody's still racist. Like, I don't think a black couple in the UK would win, but like,
I mean, they're a cute couple and I like them. I just think that they're kind of, they're not the forefront either. You kind of even forget about them.
Hate her hair. I just like to it's make like that declares. Choice. Yeah, to make the choice going in somewhere where potentially you're there for 2 months and you go in with two skunk streaks in your hair. That's such like a bold, it's just an odd choice to make.
I always feel like hair. I see like she's got maybe butter. Am I making this up? Like butterfly clips and stuff? Is it very 90s or am I?
No.
I can't really even think of her hair.
She has this two yellow stripes on the side. That's like, and she always wears her hair up in a ponytail.
She's a youngin.
Yeah.
But she's got a real gorgeous little face. Looks like a little baby doll.
Yep. Danica needs to go. in my opinion.
I like Danica, but she's nuts. The rest of the couples, when Ekin-Su came out, I thought she looked really pretty. I liked their recoupling, even though they're bullshit couple.
Yes.
Were you surprised about Andrew and Tasha? I hate them with a passion inside of me.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Okay. The fact that they said on TV, sucking tits, like he sucked my tits. Tit.
I was dying. I loved it.
That blew my mind. It was great. I'm over Tasha and Andrew. Andrew's pathetic to me. He's like such a little bitch boy to go just because like some girls yapped in his ear. All of a sudden he's like all over Coco and then treats her like shit.
Sucking on her tits. And
sucking on tits? What the hell?
That was hilarious.
Such a weird phrase.
That's the most vulgar thing they've ever said out loud on Love Island, I feel like.
By far.
It was awesome. I thought it was hilarious how everyone kept screaming it. And I wish they would keep saying it more. And who else? What other couples? Then, Jay getting voted off. Good riddance. And Ekin-Su kind of effed him over, right?
Yeah.
If she wouldn't have put her claws into him, then he would be around probably.
Maybe. He just couldn't find a chick. Sometimes these people come in, they just can't find anybody, you know? It's fascinating.
See, I like Danica, but I think she's nuts. She's very desperate. And 14 Danica. Years old, had a 6-year relationship.
Yeah.
You're a baby.
You can't say to me,
have your period yet?
Relationship if you're 20. I don't buy it. The thing with Danica that was driving me nuts, like the episodes that we didn't talk about, she kept picking people that it was just like, why are you picking them? Like when she picked Jay, it was like, you're such a dumbass. What are you doing? Like, so her choices are bad. And then she's like, I don't know. Am I in the wrong universe? Like, I just don't get it. It's like, yeah, you don't. I think she needs to go. She's had enough time. She doesn't bring anything to me in the house.
I don't know how she's
like,
still around. They need to have more. Where's this next recoupling? Let's cut this. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, I know.
It's been a while. We're due for one. I thought there would be one after this stupid singer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Paige and Jax was like my favorite piece of drama around the recouplings. Just watching. And I love when a girl blows up the spot immediately, like when she was like, oh, we made out, we did this, like while she's standing there. I love that.
Hold on. What did she say? At the recoupling.
Yeah. That's just, like, great. Blows up his spot. I love that.
Jax is a dirtbag, and him crying like that in the last episode or whatever. I mean, I get that they're stuck in this house and it's very mentally fucked, but I don't feel bad for him as much as I feel bad for Erica.
I think they were trying to make it seem like he was having like mental health issues.
Right. Like, well, I think he's got anger issues and he's a little nuts.
I liked them together. I honestly was kind of sad when I could have cared less.
Really?
I don't know. I just thought, like,
you know what? I got fucked because I knew that it was happening because that was when I texted you the last time. No, I stopped looking up pictures.
Oh,
that's when I looked up the picture and I said, I can't look up pictures anymore. I saw the thing that he left. So I knew weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, no, I didn't. So I liked their little relationship. I thought there were a lot of cute moments. No, I think he was probably too immature and whatever. But another reason why I love Gemma never really talked shit about him. She could have easily put him on blast and she didn't. I think it says a lot about her character that she kind of let Paige figure it out on her own and be like, all right, I'm not going to like talk shit about him because we didn't work out.
I thought he was fake, though. He was in the Casa More playing games. And then he's a couple days later crying, singing his writing poetry or his stupid words.
I think he thought
he
was going
to
be able to like play around and then be free and go back to Paige. Yeah. And then he realized, like, oh, this actually hurt her.
I like Paige.
I think he's a child. I love Paige. Paige is like smooth with the men. I mean, Jax is out. She's devastated, adorable. Crying. And then she's just working it with Adam, who I hate.
She's a nice person. And it obviously, Jax, she's not going to be waiting around for you. It's over. You're going to go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Home, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Life, people are at war. He's crying like he's going off to war and leaving this family behind. You're leaving Love Island and get out of the house. I guess I just hate Jax. The way they're sitting around on the beds talking to him and stuff. I don't know. Maybe
he was kind of almost a day oneer. I mean, him and Luca crying. I love all the man tears. So many tears. Andrew crying. No, I wasn't like a Jax fan, but I did kind of like their relationship. I thought it was fun TV. She's going to be with Adam.
Luca's a baby. I like Luca, but
yeah,
he just looks like such a little boy. Gemma seems like she's 100 years old in a 20-year-old body, doesn't she?
She does. Yeah, she's great. I loved their little date this last episode. The way they talk to each other is fun.
I love Jax. Oh, I kind of fast forward through it because I did watch it because her, like, you better not push your, she's very,
She busts his balls, which I love
her, but
yeah,
she's great. But I loved Jax calling him a geezer though. Kept calling
that was great. You old geezer,
Alex. Oh, you want that Adam. Old geezer, Adam? Why do they have to bring Adam. Someone back? Just because he's 6'5" and like somewhat good looking, I guess.
I don't like his body. I don't like he walks like kind of like, what's that called? Like a
Marvel character
or something. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a fan of his. I think he thinks he's hot shit. I almost want Paige to do better than him. I do not think he's the right choice.
So Danica wants to build a empire. What planet is she on? Danica.
If you're
stretching like that with her vagina popping out,
that's what she should have been done. This is what Dorian said. He was like, she should have done that day one. I was like, she should have.
She did come out on fire. Remember when she came out dancing, shaking that ass? She's a gorgeous little thing. I don't know.
I'm over her. I hate when people take up space. She's taking up space. She hasn't had one romantic connection. Nobody likes her. It's enough is enough.
Aiken Sue, I feel like, is a producer. She looks around and the way that they're using her, it's almost like she's a plant. She probably isn't, but she always is bringing up conversations and prompting things.
Yeah. She's grown on me. I don't hate her as much as I did. I actually like her and Davide. I mean, they're not going to last. They don't actually like Davide can't trust her as far as he can throw her. But I think their banter is funny.
Do you think he can't trust her or he doesn't like her?
I think it's a combination, but I don't think I think he would like her if she hadn't done what she did.
I do like Davide. He's growing on me.
Yeah. So who's
I don't find him attractive.
Money. You're putting money on who's going to win.
Gemma and Luca.
Luca and Gemma.
Yeah.
It has to be, right?
Yeah.
They're a lot.
100%. Yeah.
There's nobody else even to consider, really.
I just can't spend my time with Andrew and Tasha anymore.
Yeah.
I can't stand them. They're so annoying. And the way that she's in bed with Billy and saying, oh, I just don't know if I want to be with Andrew. I want to be with you, or I'm missing out on you, Billy. She's such a shyster.
Yeah, she is. She's playing the game. I think every time they vote, they're in the bottom. So I don't think they're going to win.
I feel like these votes are bullshit. It's like American Idol. I never believe it. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But it might
probably.
Be.
Maybe.
But I feel like they set it up for whoever they really want gone, because this show is not dumb. They're not getting rid of Dami. And then they give the people the choice. They know they're not picking. They're not going to send home Dami.
Yeah, that is one thing they're doing this season is like they're giving people. It's always like, who do you want to save? They don't actually leave it up to the public, which
I don't like. Get a heartbreaker because in there. Send home a favorite. I don't care.
Yeah, the one thing I noticed this season, a few things. Like, first is there's nobody has become boyfriend and girlfriend. Usually by now there's one person who's
waiting for Luca to do it.
he won't, because she said you can't until you meet my family. Like, oh, she said God. That explicitly. So that's a no.
That's
so
a
I don't think it's
going
to happen. Yeah. Well, she's 19. You know?
I know. She's so young, but she's really a force to be reckoned with. She's hilarious.
She's fantastic. She's I love her. Like, she just checks everybody. She says she keeps it 100. Like, I could love her more. She's great.
When she's talking to people, do you feel like sometimes she gets nervous, or am I making this up in my head?
Oh, I don't think.
Does her heart rate? Can you feel her heart rate racing?
No. I feel like she's the opposite. Like, she doesn't give a shit.
Okay. Yeah. You sucked her tit is probably my favorite.
That's the best thing ever of the whole time.
It's fantastic. And I love their whole. I want to hear an English person break down the beauty salon references.
Oh,
what each
love that.
One is.
They're going hard in the paint on that one. Oh, how about Egan Sue beat? Did it sound like she jacked that guy off? Like, the when she was in Casa Moore and he told everybody that like something happened, like hands were exchanged or something like that.
I don't know.
And then she like pulled him to the side and was like, don't. Oh, and she was like, don't say anything. Like, this is between me and you. You missed that whole thing. She was like, don't, this is between me and you. Like, you don't need to tell anybody, blah, blah, blah. And
which
he was
guy
like, yeah,
was
here.
It?
She was like, it was the guy she was like that, the other Italian guy that she was kind of like interested in.
God.
They shared a bed. Yeah. So essentially, like, it sounded like the, what they alluded to was like, she gave him a hand job.
There's a lot of shit that's got to be going on, right?
Totally.
And Tasha's in bed with Billy still. And her and Andrew are working it out, and she's just sleeping the night away with another dude. It's so
stupid. It's interesting who chooses to like sleep in the bed and who doesn't.
Yeah. And I love the music. The music's so intense. Where do they find all these songs?
It's great. They probably have a like whatever it's called, composer. It's just even like this latest episode, or was it this one or the one before, they had like the weird art, the British artists come, and like that whole scene with like the dancing, and they do that every season. It's like, it's just, again, it's like a warm blanket. It's like, yeah, we're back. Here we go. We're approaching the end.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love those scenes, but I wish when somebody was voted off that they just disappeared. I don't need the goodbye scenes and the whole.
I like the goodbyes, the pack up.
Sitting
and
on the.
Bro, and we'll be friends forever.
And I'm ready for them just to move. I do love the show, but I would like maybe a little more scan. I love the games when they're kissing each other and like really ramping it up.
There are less games now. They're like, no, there hasn't been games for the last 10 episodes.
I don't want to see them do fake babies. That pisses me off and makes me angry. I don't want that.
It's coming. I bet they do that every season, right?
I would like to see some more. There are some more games, like they did the movies last season where they really pissed off Faye and stuff like that. I think that's coming. Maybe I'm just, but it is great. I don't think that they needed this season to bring in some old geezer.
I thought the
maybe
same
they
thing.
Discounted. Maybe we're just loving the season more, but I can't imagine. I mean, I feel like it's really a great chemistry season with people who are interesting.
Yes. I can't put my finger on why I love it so much, but I just do. I think it's a strong season. There's
Paige,
not anybody like
Gemma.
Yeah.
Right.
I love Paige. I love her whole vibe and the way she talks.
And then the way she talks is very.
It is.
Who's Dorian most attracted to, you think? Do you have these conversations when you're watching?
No, I haven't asked. No.
And like
Alaska,
he just gets used to seeing him in the. I guess I don't look at the men in the bathing suits and think they're attractive. I'm really looking more at the women in the bathing when you're watching the show. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I
wonder
if
anybody sticks in his
choices
brain
and
after he's watching.
Yeah, we'll see.
I would love to read a man's brain while they're watching that show. It's really crazy to me. Someone like Gemma versus Ekin-Su. Ekin-Su is a decade older than Gemma, and Gemma feels like she's lived 100 lifetimes past Ekin-Su.
I know. It's so fascinating. I don't know what that's like.
Whatever formula they've done for little Gemma, every girl should. I feel like she's been put away at the secret garden or something. She's sweet, but she's cold as ice. But I love everything about her.
I love it. because she makes people work for it. Because again, she's so confident. Like, she knows she's the daughter of the best soccer player in England, and you can feel it. And it's great.
Love she's it. Very pretty. Her and Paige are really a great casting. They're very uniquely pretty. It's nice that these girls are so naturally pretty that we don't have a bunch of stupid blonde people that have to wear makeup and have to be done up. And I love seeing Ekin-Su with no makeup on, still gorgeous. Paige, no makeup on. Gemma, no makeup really. They don't look crazy different from day to night.
No, they don't. That's a good point.
It's nice.
It does seem like maybe the British heavy make, I mean, at night, obviously they have a full face, but it looks like maybe it's shifting a little bit.
What there was.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
It's a fun,
love it.
Fun season.
Yep. All right. Now that we're both on the same page and Justine has not jumped ahead, we'll be back next week talking Love Island. We hope you guys are watching it. It's on Hulu. If you're not, just settle in, give yourself 300 hours.
Don't watch America.
No,
I don't know who
like everything. I don't, it can't be. I think it's only on Peacock. Is that what I saw?
I don't know. Then they have Peacock. They put Below Deck Down Under on Peacock. Now it's on regular Bravo. Make a decision.
Yeah, I don't get it. All right, we'll be back. We love you guys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.